right.
Doris, don't be so specific.
Larry McDaniel, I got that one right.
You're so sure.
Brittany and Richard Nelson, I got those right.
Oh, Lee's so proud.
Now, Neva. Cole Oladay, got that one right. Michael Oladay, I got that one right.
Look, he's so proud of himself.
Now I can't read her writing. Carson or Corson?
No,
Oladay.
No, you have to say it. You just
Oladay.
Say what you would think.
Moana Oladay. Moana. Moana Oladay. Kayla Oladay. Now, give it to Amanda and let's give it to Mike.
Amanda, now, for our listeners and our fan club in East Tennessee, would you please correct what he tried to say? And here's your headline.
I am from the country. I admit that. However, you guys are making a lot of fun of me over nothing because I did butcher it as bad as y'all think I did. Amanda, tell them how good of a job I did.
Well, you did a really good job, but you're messing up. It's Nevaeh.
I can't read your writing. But go ahead.
It's Nevaeh, and then Ashari calls her, a.k.a. Baby Vaeh. And then Corson, you got Corson right.
I couldn't read your writing, but it was Carson or Corson.
Moana, you got Moana right.
Okay. All right, so I really only messed up two names, correct?
You're right.
All right. Being the fact that your handwriting is not the best in the world, I believe I did a very good job. Thank you very much.
You did, because it is.
Just because you're from East Tennessee and I'm from Middle Tennessee, that doesn't make you any less country than me. Let's just put it that way.
No, but you're pretty country and I'm pretty country.
Yeah. So y'all putting me on the spot.
All right, I apologize. That was Holding Gateway Tire, 615-771-7080. And I bought my tires from Coach John Wild is here. He's going to talk to Garth. And Garth, treat Coach Wild better than Reed. Sorry, Haynes or Smoke.
Well, I mean, Coach Wild is taller than me for one. He's bigger than me, so I got to treat him nice. He's a Lipscomb guy, and we've got some mutual friends together, so I'm going to be nice, Coach Wild. Thank you very much. So let me go on and do something else. Coach Wild, thank you for joining me for the Matthews Team Sports segment tonight. I know coming in tonight, guys, tied for fourth place. Are you where you thought to be this time of the season with the inexperiences that you've got in some of these positions?
You know, to be honest with you, yes. We knew that with our youth that, you know, we'd be somewhere around the middle of the pack and that, you know, we just wanted to be trying to be playing our best basketball, you know, in early February. And I think we are. I think that, you know, we've gotten tremendously better. I think, you know, the old kids have grown more, and I think the young kids have grown tremendously, and I think we've improved. And I think we're about where we need to be to try to make noise in the tournament. Be honest, we weren't very good early. I think that shows. I think right after Christmas, we started to play a little bit better. You know, we just experienced with those young kids getting games in, and you know, but I think here of late, maybe take away the Ravenwood game at our place, I think we played some pretty good basketball. I think we've done two things. I think offensively, we've done a better job of protecting the ball and not turning it over as much, which we had to do. And then defensively, I think we've done a better job boxing out with defensive rebounds to try to limit their possessions on the offense end. And that's just a credit to the kids' mentality, just buy in and sell out to what we want to do. And, it's been tedious at times. Young as we are, but it's been a really fun group to coach because they're so locked in and they want to learn and they want to grow and they want to get better. And when you got kids like that, it makes your job a lot easier.
Well, I know that you've got young ladies that spend a lot of time in the gym. Jillian King, who's going to be playing at Valdosta State. Sydney Ryan spends an unbelievable amount of time. And I don't recall, and Stormy and I were in the broadcast the other night. I told Stormy, I said, what we're seeing now is a group of young ladies that are beginning to have their own identity. Holly Harris, Abby Unger, both graduated. And when you start a season, it's hard to replace players like that.
It is.
And these players now are beginning to mold their own identity.
Yeah, they kind of started to create their own legacy a little bit. What two good kids, Holly and Abby. You know, Abby was a lockdown defender. She just fulfilled a role tremendously. You know, she's very coachable. She's one of the toughest kids I've ever coached. I mean, she literally is just a tough all-around kid. And that's why she'll be really successful in life, because she not only competes, you know, on the floor, but she competes in the classroom and in life. And then I don't worry about her at all being successful, because she's got that toughness tangible that a lot of people don't ever seem to figure out, that that's what really provides the thing to fight through adversity. And what can you say about Holly? You know, she's one of the better kids I've ever coached. You know, she's very good offensively. She did a lot of different things for us. Can score on the blocks, make threes, can take you off the dribble. But just what a tremendous person she is, and what a great mentor that even the freshman we got that's never played with still mentored them a great deal in Sydney and Gene and Bergen and the rest of them. And you know, I just think the world of her and her mother and father for raising her the right way and teaching her. And one of these days, I'm going to make a road trip to Huntsville and see her play. I got to be able to do that. I need to get down there. Susan and I need to get down there and see her because she's having a really good year as a freshman down there.
That's what I understand, playing well down there and getting a lot of minutes.
She is. And you know, she's going to be very, very good in that league. It's a very competitive D2 league. It's good across the board, and she's made an impact right away.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You've been a very successful coach, Riverdale, won a state championship at Riverdale. You won a state championship. Where's the other one you won it at?
On the boys' side at Moore County.
That's right.
Many,
on the boys'
many,
side of Moore
many,
County.
Many moons.
Many. All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. You've seen a lot of players, and you've seen a lot of D1 players. Where does Sidney Ryan fit into that?
Got a chance, and I think, you know, the thing with Sidney is she's going to have to get a little bit more lateral, moving side to side and with her footwork. I think that'll help tremendously. You know she's going to be in the gym. You know she's going to develop her left hand even more. You know that she's going to be able to, within a year or two, really add an effort asset to her game, not only making perimeter shots, but putting the ball on the floor and create. And I think a good guard, that what really labels a good high school guard, is if they can get in the lane. And if she can continue to work at putting the ball on the floor and getting by people and getting in the lane and then continue to make threes, it's going to just make her that much more tougher to guard. Now, I think the thing that will help her with that is if she can get a little bit more lateral with her feet. I think that's the thing that maybe is holding her back right now. But, you know, guard, you know, she's
15, I guess. Yeah, exactly.
So I know she's going to compete and work at it. You know, her father's done a good job raising her and teaching her, and you know, her mother also, and you know, they're a great family, and I've just enjoyed coaching her. But she's got a chance, she really does, to be one of the all-time best ever to come out of Franklin High School in this area.
Well, I enjoy watching her. One thing I asked tonight, and you can answer this, but certainly you will know the answer. In my years around basketball, I've not seen a lot of players, when she releases the ball, she's immediately headed to the rim for the rebound. I see good to that, and I see bad to that. What's your thoughts on that? I haven't ever witnessed somebody release as quick as she does.
Well, it's what we teach them. You know, that's our offensive board coverage, and we get one back defensively on the shot, and that's Jillian. Or she's supposed to be one back. But so on the shot taken, we're sending four to the offensive board, and Jillian's back. So she's taking instructions, she's being coachable, and she's following the shot. So that's what we wanted to do. And again, to go along with that, she's a very coachable kid, as is all our kids, and that makes our job a lot easier.
She looks like she's a sponge out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you have to get on to her, making freshman mistakes, obviously. Sure. She's young, she's, you know, playing out the high school level.
Her eye contact's right. And that's something that's big to me, that, you know, my father taught me many months ago, when somebody's talking to you, looking in the eye, and she's got great eye contact. I think she's got great body language on the floor. And, you know, that's one thing that's going to carry over the top is she's going to listen. And the other thing my dad told me, she's got two ears and one mouth, so you better listen twice as more. And she does. And I'm just looking forward to coaching her and the rest of these kids for, you know, three more seasons.
So you got special young lady. So talking about another young lady that a few weeks ago you had an opportunity to coach against one of your former pupils, Carrie Goodwin.
Yeah, Carrie's done a nice job at Summit. They're highly competitive in our league and across Middle Tennessee. She's done a good job building that thing up over there. You know, Carrie helped me at Riverdale, did a tremendous job with that program over there as an assistant. And you know, I knew that it wouldn't be long before she'd be a head coach, and you know, she has, you know, at Franklin, then over at Summit, and she works at it, she's got a passion for it, and she'll continue to do really good things. She's not only a good coach, but she's also a very good friend of Susan and I's, and we think the world of her and Josh as people.
Yeah, great family. And, you know, I asked her, I asked her one night, I was interviewing her, and I asked her, I said, you know, Carrie, the fire that you have, why didn't you get into coaching college level?
Well, you know, she could be a good one if she wanted to do that. You know, they've got the youngster, and I think that's tough right now.
Well, that's exactly what you said, the family life.
Yeah. And, you know, I did it for a couple of years. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, at Lipscomb. And on the girls' side. And, it, you know, you're away and you're running around recruiting kids and then going to functions on campus. And then you got two-game swings on the road where you're gone sometimes 4 days down in Florida where, you know, that was the A-Sun where a lot of our teams were. So that made it hard. But, you know, she'd be a good one if she wanted to do that.
Well, she and Mariska Harris, another one, shot that fire.
Did it at middle. As Coach Ensel's assistant over there. And I think the world of Terry and Mariska. They're good coaches. I think they run quality programs. I think their kids highly respect them. I think they're good for their school. I think they're good building people at Summit Ravenwood. And, I was telling somebody today, this is probably the first league I've been a part of where I think everybody connect on the girls' side. Carrie, Mariska, you know, Miles at Brentwood, and I'm going to leave somebody out here. Ron at Page. I just think there's mutual respect. There's a connection there that, you know, we all kind of get along, and that makes it a lot easier. You know, the rivalries are there on Tuesday and Friday nights. You're going to compete. You're going to try to win. But at the end of the day, you know, when the horn goes off, we're still friends. And that's evident with the film exchange. And I don't mind sharing this. Anybody I've ever asked for film, they've given it to me. And vice versa in return, I've always, you know, had no problem sharing, you know, film with any of these people. And I think that makes your job a lot easier. But I've been in situations where it hasn't been like that. And it's a nice thing.
Well, you made it easy. You went right into the next question for me. Your enjoyment at Franklin.
I've enjoyed it immensely. And I'm so appreciative of Willie Dickerson for hiring me.
Well, you know, from the time that I've been involved here on the radio, Franklin seems like it's a special place.
It's a community feel in a big school. And you can, I mean, just look at this place tonight. I mean, we feel like we're, even though we're not, you know, it's got a Summertown, Loretta, Chapel Hill, Centerville feel.
I agree.
To it. And it's neat. You know, it's just a community deal, and it's been fun to be a part of. And I, you know, hope that I'm able to stay a long time. Made a lot of great friends. Got support. I've got some really good assistants. Work with some great faculty people, and we've got some great building leaders in the administration side. And I've got to connect with Jay Johnson, who's our AD, and, you know, his mama, Jenny, typed all my papers when I was at Lipscomb. And it's funny how everything comes back around, but it's been a lot of fun. It has.
Well, so looking forward here, you've got district tournament coming up. And as you said earlier, you guys are now playing, seemingly to us, your best basketball, with the exception of getting off the bus at Ravenwood.
Yeah, well, it's at our place.
It's your place.
Yeah, they had a lot to do with that. But, you know, I think we are. I think we're playing the best we've played all year. And, you know, can we get out of the league? Yeah, we can. You know, could we lose? Sure, we could lose. Anybody could lose.
That's correct.
You know, they've done a great job the last couple of weeks competing at a championship level in practice and really tuning in and listening. And I think Jillian King's got a lot better this second half in taking care of the basketball. And, you know, Dar's starting to get a feel of things, attacking the rim and taking some perimeter shots. She's able to. And I think our board coverage offensively is getting better, trying to get some second shots. So, you know, all that, it's just we've gotten better. And, you know, that's all you can ask for is a chance, isn't it?
That's all you can ask for, and that's why you play the game, is for that chance. So, from district in the region, who's tough getting out of the region? Who are the tough teams going into the region?
Well, I mean, just our league is so bottlenecked. You got Page and Dixon up there, and after that, Brentwood, Ravenwood Summit, and we're right below all those guys. I mean, it's just jumbled, and who knows what's going to happen. You know, I would say that Page and Dickman would be your 1-2, I would think. But again, you don't ever know. And then us and Ravenwood and Summit Brentwood fighting for 3, 4, 5, and 6. And it probably won't be decided until that last Tuesday night. But in the region, you know, we've played Cane Ridge a couple times. I think they're awful athletic. You know, Joanne does a good job over there. You know, Hillsborough is traditionally pretty good coming out of Metro, so you're going to have to deal with those who come to the region tournament, which is at Brentwood High School.
Yes, and that's beneficial to all of us, thank goodness. Mount Juliet, are they strong this year?
Yeah, Chris in there forever, and, you know, they got another good team. That'd be a sub-state opponent. Think on that other side with sub-state, you got to look at Beach, you got to look at Mount Juliet, you got to look at Lebanon. Then Rossview out of Clarksville, who Dustin Wood's been up there a while, and they always play hard, and they're just so gritty and tough, and, you know, they're going to be right in the thick of it, too.
Well, what, touching on the boys' side here leading into this game,
right?
You coach boys for a while as well.
Many had
success there. What do you see here tonight in these two teams matching up here?
Paul, you know, I don't know if I'm a good one to ask.
Well, I know you're biased, but
I think, you know, I had a chance to talk a little bit about it with Darren, and we talk some, and we really don't talk a lot about basketball. Now, we're together all the time, but as far as basketball, we really don't talk about each other's teams. It's a lot of operational stuff, really, with Darren and I, the ins and outs, and all the operational things about running our programs. But I think tonight, if Haynesworth and Furman can get involved on the interior, I think that is...
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell. I want to cordially...
Okay, I think we're back.
Yeah, we are back. Thank you.
No, I was just asked about this game tonight. I think for Frank, it's, you know, how involved Haynesworth and Thurman get in the interior. I think that'll loosen stuff up for Bruce and Kemp and Glover, and kind of an inside-out attack. So, you know, on the offense team of things, if Matt and Mashari can get going inside, it'll make things a little bit easier for those perimeter players that Darren has. And I want to say this. I've enjoyed working with Darren Joins. I think he does a heck of a job. He's become a really, really good friend. I think he's been great Franklin High School. I think he's not only a great basketball coach, but he's a good building person. Does a lot of good things that behind the scenes that you'd never know unless you were in there. And you know, I just wish him and his team all the luck in the world tonight and as they move forward.
Well, they've got a good shot, in my opinion, of going deep this year. They've got all the tools to do it. Reese Glover, no doubt in my mind, one of the best in William County. And then you add Ashari Haynesworth. You add Thurman, who is getting better each game.
Yes.
If he would just understand his physical presence and how he could be dominating in the paint. And then you've got Bruce that can knock him down from the three spot up. And Kemp, my opinion, is probably the most improved player this year.
He is. I had Reed in class last year. He's a really good boy. I've enjoyed getting to know him. He's kind of the glue, I think. He's kind of what Jack Patton was to him last year as far as distributing the ball and running the offense. He's a very gritty kid. I think he competes at a high level. And, you know, he's only going to continue to get better.
Well, one thing that I have noticed, and Coach Owens definitely has had a large part in this, but I think you have had a part of this. You're probably just sort of being, you know, sort of a step back to it. Y'all are bringing back the legacy part of Franklin. It's been around a long time. It's good to appreciate the people that made Franklin what it is.
Well, Darren's a marketing teacher, so he's got all the skills of the trade and that. And he's done a lot of stuff promoting his program. I spent the first year just trying to figure things out. You know, as we move forward, you know, I'd like to branch off and do some of the things that he's done as far as trying to put our name and our brand out there a little bit more on the girls' side and definitely be picking his brain for ideas. But it's just a great place. It's a great community feel. Got great leaders. Got a great faculty. Got great kids, as you can see behind us here tonight.
This place is...
And it should be a whale of a ball game. I keep saying I feel like I'm in Centerville. But... I don't know if Falls could pull this off in Centerville.
No doubt. No. Now, what's this all the time he's tweeting about? Where's John Wild when y'all are eating? I mean,
I'm telling
what
you.
Is up with that?
You know, we like a good meat and three, and down there in Hickman County, there's plenty of them.
Oh, mercy sakes alive. Coach Wild, let's go eat good food.
We need to. We'll get away after season. We'll go have a good meal.
We'll do it. Maybe we'll get Rick Hutt and go with it.
Hey, we'll throw him in. I think...
Well, I appreciate joining us, and good luck the remainder of the season. It's been fun, and we'll do it again, and then we're going to go get us a good meet three somewhere.
Good. Garth, I appreciate the job y'all do for high school athletics in the county. If these kids deserve it, and y'all do a well of job, and we're thankful.
Well, it's fun. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back here at the Centennial Gymnasium for the Battle of Franklin, and come back because this one's going to be a great 2 minutes.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, managing editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought we should really do something for that person? Trophy House Awards can make the recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. The Trophy House staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and the website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Puett Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Pardon me?
And we're back.
All right. Stormy Mitchell on Garth Bolden. We are at Centennial, and we've got the Cougars and the Rebels in the Battle of Franklin, round two. Coming out right now for the Rebels, number two, Ashari Hainsworth, former Centennial Cougar transfer. Also, number three, Reese Glover for the Rebels, senior. Reese Glover, both seniors. Number four, the most improved player in all of Williamson County, Reed Kemp. Number four, he's just sophomore. Kid plays a lot of poise. Number 10, Jordan Bruce, the hot shooting 3-point specialist. Number 10, last but not least, the sophomore, Matt Thurman, number 32 for the Rebels. They're maroon shorts, white top. And tonight for the Cougars, rest in their home. They're just turning the lights out on us. Thank goodness it's LED lights, Garth. They'll pop back on unless, like the old ones we used to have, that took forever to warm back up. Huge crowd here tonight on MyTV 30. Tip off is at 7:36. But we'll be on the air for you. We got you covered nationwide, worldwide, all the time. Not just once in a while, all the time here on AM 950. Waiting for the announcers to call out the names of the Cougars. Garth, I guess they're doing this as a little pregnant pause here for a little extra drama.
I don't know what they've got a video playing. I guess that's what they're waiting on. I'm not real sure, but you know what? No matter what, we're getting ready to see a fine basketball game.
Well, this is round two. Garth is right. The first one ended in a last-second three-pointer. Dusty Williams hits a three-pointer at the buzzer as the Cougars upset the Rebels in Franklin at the Franklin Fieldhouse about 2.5 weeks ago. Round two is going to be here from Centennial tonight. Jam-packed. I mean, standing room only. The fire marshal shows up, they're going to freak out.
All right, it's time to get it on. Turn the lights back on. Let's tip basketball. I've seen enough of this pyromania, whatever they're trying to do here.
All right, number one, Gateway Player of the Week, Ray Carlton, number zero for the Cougars. First one out of the block. Gateway Player of the Week this week. All right, Patrick Garrett out for the Cougars also. Sophomore, they're throwing out T-shirts or something at the Cougar faithful across the way. Garrett's number one. Also coming out for the Cougars. It looks like Ellison, number 20, that is. And number 23, Dusty Williams. I tell you what, there's not a finer, more athletic player in Winston County than Dusty Williams, number 23 for the Cougars. And Garth, I wish I could see his number.
31 is his number.
Well, the lights are out and the lights are coming on. Now we can see again. Amazing what you can see with the lights on. And number 31, Garth, we've got numbers, everything over here. No numbers.
I've got them. I wrote them down from the last time they played. So you don't even have the right.
That's what I got.
Trey Carl's not even on there.
Here we go. Let's flip it over.
That might help. That's probably the JV roster you're looking at.
That was. Andrew Elson was pitch dark. I couldn't see in there. Cougars in black uniforms tonight with Carolina blue trim, Carolina blue numbers, and the Rebels in maroon shorts, white top, maroon numbers. Cougars control the tip. Both teams in short shorts tonight, Garth. We haven't seen that in about 25 years.
No, we haven't, and I wish I didn't see it tonight. Those things are ugly.
Way out front, double team by Haynesworth and by Glover. Shot on the way, Dusty Williams, a little strong. Too much up behind that one. 7 minute mark, nobody scored. Huge crowd here tonight at the Cougar Den. Ashley Mills did the national anthem. Her mother, Angela, was in my Sunday school class years ago in Memphis, Tennessee. Rebound, Cougars, here they come. Across the timeline is Carlton, player of the...
Oh, good pass.
That
wow.
Cut, he can't get it rattled in, rattled out.
What a fine pass by Trey Carlton, Elson. Gateway Tire player of the current week.
Elson had the look, rattled around, couldn't get it to go. Garfield had some fun with those
names. I
got to
name these names again that I messed up.
Oh, that's comedic relief, Garth.
A laugh at my expense.
No, well, what do you think I've been doing here? Backdoor cut to Kemp off the glass. He
another
can't get it to
play
go.
Up. Wow.
Here comes Williams on the save. Here come the Cougars across the timeline. Helter Skelter. Carson, no good. Rebound. Fall for it. Reese Glover. 1-on-3. Glover's going to take it all the way across court to Jordan Bruce. All about the three. Pulls it back. Kemp out front at the top of the circle. Kemp is guarded by Dusty Williams, and that's a mismatch if you're Kemp. You're not going to like that match. Carlton has drawn Reese Glover. Glover's right over the Centennial cheering section.
That's actually a good matchup.
That is.
Oh, Haynesworth.
Sorry, Haynesworth saluted to his former classmate at Centennial, the three-point side.
Haynesworth from downtown.
Williams has a look. Can't get it to go. Cougars come out cold.
Haynesworth with one tray and two rebounds.
Hey, like that. I like that. Starts on the stats tonight. 5:30 to go. First quarter, 3-0 is our score. Reese Glover out front. Dustin Williams picked him up. Fall away. Went in. Came out. Went in. Came out. Finally stayed in. 6-0.
And Glover gives a 3 salute to his student body.
Here from the corner. Rimmed it out.
Oh, a steal by Kemp. Boy, he dropped that ball down.
He picked his pocket. Here comes Kemp. Beat his sophomore. Up, off. Draws a foul.
Cardinal rule as a big man, never bring the ball down to your waist. The little pesky guards like Stormy Mitchell are going to steal it from you.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
What, the pesky or the short part?
Yes. So the line is Kemp. And the bucket.
Got it.
Kemp had 20-plus the other night. Gets Independence well over 20. And Garthy picked up right where he left off, making free throws.
Well, this Franklin team picked up right where they left off.
Second one from Kemp. Good. 7-0.
Shout out real quick to the McDaniel family, the Nava family, the Oladay family, and the Nelson family listening to Ashari Haynesworth put on a show against his former classmate and teammates here at the Centennial Cougars. What a huge transition pickup for the Franklin Rebels.
It was. The Cougars turned it around. Here they come across the timeline is Kemp. Well, he's picked up by Trey Carlton, the Gateway Player of the Week. Out front to Thurman. Huge, loud crowd here. Haynesworth goes up.
Gets his own rebound
and scores. He's got 5 points and 3 rebounds.
That young man is fired up.
A former student right here, Carlton. He's good.
And Trey Carlton answers.
And the whistle blows. And
not sure what happened. A sideline warning on somebody.
All right, sideline warning from the official trying to take charge. And Rebels come down kind of a weak press, an inbounds press, and the Cougars back off. Up 10-2, the Rebels, 4:20 mark. First quarter action, Battle of Franklin, round 2. Cougars took the first one at Franklin, 63-62. Fouls called. Pete Broden is imploring his Cougars not to foul way away from the basket.
Fouls on Dusty Williams, and they don't need that young man to get in foul.
That's why Coach Pete Broden is pacing the sidelines. Rebels get the ball inbound to Thurman, right in front of the cheering section. Reese Glover from downtown, front rimmed it. Elson on the rebound to Carlton. Here come the Cougars across the timeline. 4 minute mark. Elson way down to Williams. Thought about the three, backed it out. Garrett, take it.
Got it.
Patrick Garrett, sophomore guard, 5'11", 55 from 29 foot. Nailed it. Here come the Rebels slowly across the timeline. And our equipment just about got attacked.
And we have a media timeout.
And we do have a media timeout. Margaret, let's take 1 minute. 1 minute here on AM 950.
Welcome to Lewis Glass. May we help you?
Yes, I'm here for some glasses. I can't see a thing with these.
Sir, this is Lewis Glass in Franklin. We do full-service glass installation and replacement.
Yeah, I want to get out of these wireframes. They were cool in the 70s.
Sir, Lewis Glass is not an optometrist shop.
I thought they made me look like Bill Bixby.
Sir, Lewis Glass does residential and commercial glass, but we don't do...
I want to see something in a bifocal, please.
Sir, again.
Hey, these look good on me.
Those are women's glasses.
How can you tell?
They're mine.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, Franklin.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Okay, how about a countdown? 10-5 is our score. Franklin up. Here's Centennial. Go, what's your thought?
Well, you know, action-packed right off bat. I see Centennial coming out with a little bit, just overly aggressive on their shots. They'll settle down, a little anxious. They'll settle down, and Franklin picked up tonight right off out of the gate where they finished off Tuesday night. Ashari Haynesworth is showing this crowd tonight why he is a difference maker for the Franklin Rebels. 5 points, 2 rebounds, hustling up down the floor, and we're back in action.
All right, 3:35 to go. 10-5 is our score. Cougars going from left to right on the radio dial in black tonight with a beautiful backdoor pass to Justin Williams. Can't get it to go. Cougars in all black tonight with the Carolina blue trim.
Actually, that wasn't Dusty Williams. Dusty Williams isn't on the floor right now.
Who was that? Number two. That was Isaiah Poole. My bad.
I thought it was Dusty Williams,
I did, too. They're going to give him a little rest time. They don't want him to pick up another foul. Haynesworth thought about the three. And stolen by Elson. They got numbers. Elson can't get the transition. The Carlton goes up. Euro step. Can't get it to go.
That was going to be on Kemp. It's going to be his first. Now, Ashari Haynesworth has 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 turnover. And something's going on out there with Poole and Glover.
They're talking.
A little mouthing.
They're trading Twitter handles. And Carlton, a rare miss. 2:55 to go. And Mr. Beckland. And Kemp on the rebound. I mean, vastly improved Ree Kemp.
Ooh.
So quick, so fast, so poised. And then Long's in. Got that crew cut. Got him sporting,
sure
that,
does.
Sporting that 1962 look out there in those throwback uniforms. Thurman's going to call for the charging.
Thurman. You know better than that. You're a little too far out. Start making that move.
Andrew Ellison draws the charge for the Cougars. Turnover, Rebels. And Dusty Williams back in. Checking out for Centennial is Pat Garrett.
Thurman, I liked his aggressiveness. He was a little too far out.
Carlton slowly across the timeline, picking up that 1-3-1 zone. Franklin always comes out in. 2:25 to go. 10-5 is our score. Carlton way out front.
Alex Wall in the game.
A-Wall, he's the captain, football and basketball. Leads by example, 4.4 overall GPA. Good ball movement. Heady ball player. Haynesworth on the field. He's going to go in under a scoop. And can't get it to go. Should have taken it hard. Foul's called.
Foul on Glover.
And the Cougar faithful love it.
Well, they would love to see him get into foul trouble.
Cougar faithful across the way in all black tonight, Gar. Maroon section right behind us from Franklin there in the maroon shirt. Checking back in for the Cougars here in just a second. It's Ben Brown, sophomore, 6'5". AWOL for three. AWOL, Alex Wall, multifaceted, versatile player.
Told me that's how you bust the 1-3-1 right there. 45 degrees, Dusty Williams caught it, kicked it back out. AWOL wide open for the three, and he knocks it down.
Two-handed set shot, looked like Bob Cousy on that shot. Nailed it down.
Nothing but net.
1:25 to go, 10-8 to score. Kemp back to Haynesworth for three for the tier section.
Uh-uh.
Can't get it to go. Reese Glover saved it from the corner.
Uh-uh.
Can't get it to go. Dusty Williams cleans the glass. Hand that boy some Windex and some Bounty to get it cleaner. Here comes Poole driving. Ball scored pass to Carlton from the corner. No good. Haynesworth rebound.
Three rebounds. 5-3-1. Unfortunately, the one's a turnover. His assist was.
Don't anger his East Tennessee faithful. We got a bunch of them over there.
Well, I wouldn't know how to pronounce their names if they called me out anyway.
That's okay. Thurman on the drive.
Oh, he walked.
Thurman, Garthy did that cardinal sin again. He's guarded by Elson. Pulled the ball down. Got it where you can feel it. Caused some consternation. Had to think about it. He calls for the cuff of the wall. 42 seconds. Cougars have a chance to, one, either tie or two, go ahead.
Well, Franklin started out on fire. Daniels battled back as usual. They don't give up.
No. Carlton to cross court to Garrett. Way out 3-point line. Way out. Carlton to 20 seconds. In the wall. Backdoor cut. And, boy, had a nice cut. Ben Brown wasn't looking. Taking back in is Ellison. Wall's out. Wall play. I tell you what, Wall's type kid you want on your team, whether it's regard sport, he's a true competitor.
And just a genuinely good young man.
Great kid, even better young man.
He's going to be so successful in life.
Amen. 7 seconds. Glover's got 101. Williams. Glover, fall away jumper. Back rim. Haynesworth. No good. That's the end of one. Our score. And we got a Cougar on the floor. We got a Cougar down. Let's see it getting up. That was Ellison grimacing. End of one. Our score. 10-8 in favor of the Rebels. Let's take 1 minute. This is Sports on AM 950.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
Good. We are back. Second quarter action. Rebels 10, Cougars 8. Garth, so far everything we anticipated. Both teams are kind of, unfortunately, kind of a little too excited, a little bit too jacked up. But, hey, it's a TV game. I thought they got that excited when you and I showed up, but obviously not.
Well, they're playing for that gold ball sitting over there as well. You know, they get the winner tonight gets a really fancy gold basketball for winning the My 30 game. So not to speak of the fact that it is Franklin versus Centennial,
which is
Franklin is in first place.
Yep.
So there's a lot. Now, I was looking at the standing. A win or a loss for Centennial does not hurt them. I mean, they're going to remain third place.
Right.
Brentwood is alone in second place. Franklin at the top. But you know what? This is for a lot of pride here.
Of course.
You know, Franklin is trying to avenge the loss earlier this season.
Their lone loss of the year. They're up two right now. Here comes Kemp across timeline. 7:55, second quarter action. Rebels in throwback uniforms, white jerseys with maroon numerals and lettering, and the maroon shorts. The shorts. Garth Vincent knows in them since about 92.
They could have left them in the locker.
Reese Glover from downtown. Little Song hadn't hit the guide wire. He hadn't got his stroke in just yet.
Stormy, this Centennial team is the only team, and some of these coaches aren't going to like what I've got to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. The Centennial Cougars are the only team in Williamson County or in the district that can match up and defend athletically to Franklin. They're the most athletic team that will give Franklin fit.
I agree. Good ball movement out across.
Nice
shot. Haynesworth got seven. Haynesworth has seven of the 12.
He's changed direction midair. He had it in his left hand and moved it over to the right hand for the bank shot for offensive positions. Good move on that
young
man. It
was a very fine basketball play, one that you don't see rarely seen in today's player. Carlson back to Williams.
There it is.
Oh, Williams has had 2 3-pointers go in, go down, and come back out. Glover on the floater, no good. And
two,
that's Williams,
Tusky Williams.
That's going to be tough thought. Here comes Isaiah Poor in. Isaiah Poor's checking in, probably for Dusty Williams.
I would say so.
Glover nails the first one.
One thing that's going to, quickness not going to fall off any, but Dusty Williams long and is a really good defender.
A great shooter, too. Glover made them both.
He has five. Only 3 players in the scoring column, Franklin.
Here we go. It's the 640 mark. Cougars trailing by 6. 14-8. Here comes Carlson, drives, and Kempney draws a foul.
A 2 on Kemp.
And that's going to be tough for the Rebel faithful. Kemp is vastly improved. The explosive, very quick, very athletic sophomore.
They're going to have to probably bring in McGraw to get some minutes.
And there's a drop-off. I mean, no offense, McGraw's a good ball player, but Kemp is explosively quick. Cougars get the ball inbounds. Isaiah pulled way out front. Carlson down the right wing. Drives left, thought about the 3, pulled it back wisely. Ball's tipped, kicked away by Thurman. Here comes Kemp. Off the timeline for the Rebels at the 6:15 mark. Up 6, 14-6. Kemp sets for 3. Good! I tell you what, Garth, he found his rope.
He's found his confidence.
Yes, sir. 6 minute mark. 17-8. 9-point differential. It was 2. Good ball movement. Cougars drive, floater. And the Cougars just amped up. Everything's long tonight. Everything's long.
What did I say just a minute ago? Uh-oh, that's 3 on Kemp.
Yeah, and Kemp kind of throw his hands up in there, and McGraw is coming in.
Yes, I'm in the ball.
late. Should have pulled him in earlier.
Yeah, Kemp's negotiating with official. And the first one's made by Carlton. The Gateway Tire Player of the Week.
Had an opportunity to come over here and visit with him Monday afternoon and give him a nice slack. Nice young man.
Yes, sir. Made them both. Also, shout out to Lily Wilkins, the phenom freshman for Paige. And you know what's great? I think both sisters have, both of them, Lily and Paige, player of the week. One's a freshman, one's a senior for Paige High School.
Correct.
Number one in the ladies' bracket. Here comes Glover across the timeline. Gets the Haynesworth there on the left wing. Shot blocked! Shot blocked! McGraw goes up. Trey Williams says, no, sir. Uh-uh. Slapped it in the cheap seat. Wow, McGraw thought, man, I thought I got that one off. McGraw's pretty good athlete. Good basketball player. Really good football player. Haynesworth on the drive, and he's going to call for walking. He was. He skittered and glittered and just looked out of control on that one.
A big guy got tangled up in Centennial's feet.
Ben Brown is good. Brown goes up over Jordan Bruce. Now they're within five at the 5:20 mark as they pour hounding Reese Glover. Glover a little more mobile, and Clay Carlton got called for a major ticky tack foul. He just asked the official, what I do? He said, all right, whatever.
Didn't say whatever. He still that ref looked at him like, keep it up, buddy.
That's why I said whatever. We just moved on. Glover drives left. Torres got him. Shot on the way.
He got fouled.
And they didn't call it. Save back to Glover. He called for walking. He dragged that pivot foot about a foot and a half. And
I'd be careful there, Coach Froden, because Hoor got away with a foul there on a three shot. So he needs to just swallow that pride a little bit and say, whoop.
All right, it's a 30-second timeout. No, it's a full. We're going to keep it here. Well, if you're coach for Centennial, what do you do?
WAKM Franklin.
Protect the basketball. Move the basketball. Execute your offense against the 1-3-1. Be smart with the passes. Defensively, they're not doing a bad job at all. I mean, they're doing everything they can. Reese Glover is not hitting his typical threes. He's off, so they're getting a hand in his face. So defensively, not an issue. Offensively, got to take the basketball better. Look for your open shot. Shoot with confidence and hustle back. Don't give up any transition layup. How's that?
Well said. I'm surprised. I didn't know you know so much about basketball.
I thought you had me on here for your look. My look.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Just because you wanted to give me Reese's cup.
Well, I'm glad I brought something to eat. You'll calm down overnight. Just what you need is a little more chocolate.
Well, I'm calm when we have a good basketball game. This is a good game.
That's so true. 17-12 is our score. 5 minutes go before halftime.
Wilson. I get into trouble when it's not a good basketball game and I say things I should say.
Wilson Bank and Trust is going to have a dash for cash here at halftime, and they're not letting the announcers play. Here comes
Carlson, soft loader, body control.
Yes, it.
17-14 is our score at the 4:40 mark. Isaiah Poore has picked up Reese Glover. Dusty Williams on the bench with two fouls for the Cougars. Wall is 15's on 15. 15 is on, Wall is on Finley Long. Haynesworth has it at the foul line. He goes up over Ben Brown, left hand. Beautiful touch. Ashari Haynesworth off the glass, kissed it softly. 19-14 to score.
Boy, for a young man that size, he can move.
Really
I'll give him kudos. The boy can move.
Rebound. Billy Long. As a poor hounding Glover, who pleased to the ref of Pistol, just shook his head and smiled. And Glover said, I'll take it all the way. And he missed it. Ben Brown for the rebound. Cougars got a chance to get it within two. Patrick Garrett's been out for a while, been quiet. Ben Brown way out front. Senior shot away. Isaiah Poore, that was not his fault. That was from Reese Glover land. Glover's a little out of breath out there at the 3:20 mark, Gar.
Well, unfortunately, Coach Jones is having to go deep on that pinch. He doesn't have anybody to give Glover a break.
It's thrown by Carlson, stolen back by McGraw. Beautiful play and double dribble call on
Glover, but they need to call a timeout. Glover needs to calm down.
And he just said that was fertilizer.
They need to calm down. He needs to calm down.
He said that was a lot of fertilizer. And do we have a TV timeout? Yep. I couldn't tell how long the timeout was. Let's take 1 minute, if you don't mind. Here's Sports on AM 950. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
3:16 to go. Second quarter action, 19-14 is our score. The Rebels up. Garth say that the big crowd here would be the understatement of the year.
Well, this is what high school basketball is all about. Standing room only. Got us broadcasting. Got TV30 here. I mean,
we're going TV local and radio worldwide because of WAKM AM 950, also radio.net. We got people literally listening all across the planet. In just about every state you can imagine.
We got people in East Tennessee listening that I can't pronounce their name. One of them is AKA Ava. I learned that night instead of having AKA Ava.
Okay.
Well, Mom, Tracy McDaniel, sister Nicole Oladay.
Shot from Garrett. Morris, up. Okay, rebound Thurman. Hands off to Glover across the timeline. 5-point differential to under 3 minutes. Reese Glover right in front of us. Down to the true cut.
Good
pass. Nice pass to Thurman. They keyed on Hainsworth and went out to get him. He double pumps it inside. The Thurman who converts 21-14, 7-point differential.
Hey, Stormy, your twins in the game out there.
I see him. Carlson, Trey Carlson, can't get it to go. Rebound. Cougars. That would be Grant Sargent, 5'8", 140. I outweigh him about 40 pounds right now. I don't think I weighed 140 when I was that age, to be honest with you.
Hey, his hair is a little out of place tonight, though.
Well, we'll have to teach him how to work on that. Hainsworth way out front for the Rebels. Double cut to Glover. Finley Long goes. Beautiful pass. Man, he dribble drives, gets the defenders. Thurman breaks the basket on the backdoor cut, and the Rebels convert. They're up 23-14. They're pulling ahead. Patrick Garrett out front, AWOL in for the Cougars. Trey Carlton on the drive, goes up, left-handed, kind of out of control. Hainsworth cleans the glass again. 23-14, the Rebels are about to pull ahead and put a real difference in the ball game. 23-14, the Bucks at the 90-second mark.
Ball.
And Thurman's call for walking. The Rebel faithful behind us didn't like that call. Speaking of Ravenwood, next Tuesday night, that's where we will be as Paige comes in to take the Paige Patriots come in take on the Raptors. Girls game at 6, boys 7:30 here on AM 950. Here come the Cougars. AWOL out front. Call. They call to Sergeant out front. Good pie too. A kid move. He's deceptively quick. AWOL. Back rim. Can't get it to go. Cougars taking too many long shots. They're not getting the real looks they need. The clean backdoor cut. Glover's been picked up by Carlson, who has one foul. Inside the Thurman, he's got position. He scores, drives the foul.
And I tell you what, the high-low is working for Hainsworth and Thurman.
It sure is. Patrick Garrett draws the foul, and the Cougar faithful across the way are quiet. 55-14, 55 seconds left.
Well, I tell you what, Franklin is just purely out-executing them in every facet of the ball game right now.
Thurman makes a free throw up 26-14. All of a sudden, the ball game was within two. All of a sudden, it's back to 12. Cougars out of sync. They seem to have one quarter, Garth, where they just go on cold.
Well, they have allowed Franklin to push the 1-3-1 out further out, and they're not getting the ball down into the low block like they were earlier. So,
And foul. Ellison gets the pass and gets fouled.
Boy, if you can't defend there, I don't know what you're going to do.
Boy, and the Franklin faithful didn't like the call, but it was a good one. Cougars take it out under their own basket. Thraylen, 26-14, way out front to Alex Wall, better known as AWOL. Hopped in, kicks it back out. Carlson on soft floater.
Boy, they just flat out.
They're cold. They're ice cold.
They can't knock down a shot.
The master charge is overbalanced, and they can't buy one. 18 seconds, 26-14, Rebels up. 13 seconds. Glover's going to kick the Hainsworth down the right wing at 7 seconds. Back to Glover at 5 seconds. Glover drives, gives it up, and it's Olin, but he gets a shot away, and it falls no good. At the end of two quarters, our score, the Rebels of Franklin, 26, the Cougars, 14, Garth. I need some totals, buddy.
Yes, sir, for the Centennial Cougars, led at the half by Trey Carlton with 6, Patrick Garrett with 3, Alex Wall with 3, Ben Brown with 2, 14 points for the Cougars at the half. For the Franklin Rebels at the half, led by Shari Hainsworth with 9, Matt Thurman with 7, Reed Kemp with 5, Reese Glover with 5, 26-14 at the half, Franklin Rebels.
We have going to have a mad dash cash for cash here in a minute. I don't know how we're going to describe that. I'm thinking it might be best for us to take a break. What do you think, Gar?
We better get out of here because this is going to be crazy right out here.
Is there any chance, if we don't have anybody lined up, we've already had two pretty good interviews.
I've got a guest at half.
All right.
Let's take a two-minute break.
Go get him. All right, let's take it. 2 minutes, Margaret. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll have a halftime guest for you here on the Matthews Team Sports Time. 2 minutes here on AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated. On-time delivery and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
We're back here for the Matthew Team Sports Hack. And we're back. Sorry about that. Technical difficulty. Someone unplugged us over there, Joe. But anyway, what I was saying for the Matthews Team Forward halftime segment, we are honored to have Joe Williams of the Williamson Herald with us. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Glad to be here. I'm just glad to be home and get to a good ball game.
Well, that was going to be my first question. You have spent time in not a sabbatical, but working, doing a real job.
Well, my real job, if you will, is working as an independent consultant, field solid waste manager. Nice way of saying I'm a good garbage man. I got a call from a company in Houston back in August to help them as they're helping the folks in St. Croix, St. Thomas, and St. John recover from those terrible Cat 5 hurricanes, both of them that rolled through the year before life. And it keeps me on the road. I'm down there 2.5 to 3 weeks a month.
I know you're spending a lot of time. A great place to visit when it's pretty and it's nice, but the rebuilding stage, I talked to you earlier, last year. It's been a tough time down there.
It has. Things are better. Tourism, the tourism is much better. For the few resorts that are still operating, they're in pretty good shape. Unfortunately, it's the folks who live there who took the brunt of it, and that's the ones we're really trying to get back on their feet and to correct some issues that were there before the storm.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you don't realize, or government doesn't realize in that case they probably did realize how bad it was. But anyway, they weren't willing to make any changes until, unfortunately, a catastrophe happened. And you're called in to go down there and say, you know, we need to do this, but let's also do this, and it'll make things easier as well.
Yeah, the biggest thing I think down there has been that the systems, all their systems, I mean from police communications to power to solid waste management to wastewater, everything, they've had things in place, but they delayed maintenance for lack of funds. you know, there's only so long you can't brush your teeth where you got to have to pull them and put in new ones.
Right. Well, so welcome home. We're, goodness gracious, there's money all over. You see, Joe, you see that money all out over there, out there on the floor?
Hey, listen, it's been fun. I'll be back in a minute.
Whoa, there's money all over the floor out there.
I would say somebody made it rain, but they take it the wrong way.
They certainly would. Welcome home. You know, it's easy to talk about Williamson County sports because it's a fine district. Everything, you know, it's fun to watch. But I want to ask you something that our listeners may not know about you. Let's talk about NASCAR racing coming to Nashville. That's your true passion now.
I know nothing.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Joe.
I know nothing.
You go way back at the Nashville Speedway or at the Fairgrounds Speedway.
I know nothing.
When did you get started in the the Nashville racing?
1980. See, I graduated in 81, the summer of 81. I started going out and eventually started out doing some backup announcing for them. Took over as their announcer in 82. We did, we've done everything from radio to public relations to running the place to the announcing. I guess the funny part is I was public relations director, the youngest in the history of NASCAR in 84. I was 23, I think, 22. At our last race before they pulled out. Got to live through that entire interesting saga. So I saw it leave. I saw it come back. Probably the most fun days. We put together a couple times a network that included, and AKM was our flagship for a long time. They were just, Tom Lawrence has always just been outstanding to work with. And of course, we did racing shows for Tom. And for 10 years, we did Franklin High School football and basketball every Tuesday and Friday night. And some of my most enjoyable times, I'll be honest, in all those years of radio that I've done and racing too, but were the Friday nights I spent with Clint Callicott doing Franklin football.
Well, you know, I
spent a lot.
Well, you have a long history in Williamson County. And I mean, from, you know, the radio back years ago to the Williamson Herald now. And certainly you guys do a phenomenal job. You and Charles, I mean, now that you're having travel backwards and forwards. Charles has done a wonderful job of picking up the pieces, and y'all are all over the place.
Charles gets around quite well. We've also been able to get some good help. David Doss has come on with us. Of course, Doug Dyer's been with us forever. The story I always tell is, you know, you always tell me, but I grew up in East Nashville.
Right.
And I did. We grew up in the projects in East Nashville. But the interesting part is, when I was born, my mother was working for Jameson at the factory.
Oh, sure.
So I've been in Franklin a whole lot longer than anybody realized.
That's true. That is the truth.
Yeah, bless her heart. She spent 42 years working for that company.
Wow.
Loved them dearly.
Well, how much longer are you going to be away from the full-time 14?
That's a good question. This was supposed to be a 3 to 6 month assignment, and we're at 6, and it could be longer.
I would say it's definitely going to take longer.
It's going to be longer.
What have you seen tonight that you like and you dislike?
I have seen kind of what I expected. I expected Centennial would put a stop to Reese Glover, and they've done an excellent job of that.
They have. I agree.
But I did not expect to see Ashari Haynesworth be as assertive as he has been and not in foul trouble.
I totally agree. 9 points at the half, several assists to Thurman. They got the high-low going. But you're exactly right. The difference maker and what has helped Centennial, at least in a range, is they've shut down Reese Glover. It's going to be a interesting second half. Reese seems to be pressing on his shot a little bit too much instead of letting the game come to him. You can see a little bit of frustration in Reese Glover's face.
I see a lot of frustration in Reese Glover's face. The other thing I see is the Centennial team that has not found their stroke as far as shooting. If they get a little warmer in the second half, it'll be a different ball game. And boys and girls never count out a Pete Frobe team.
They fight to the very end.
And last second.
And just like last time, Battle of Franklin at Franklin, Dusty Williams knocks down a last second shot. So anything can happen in that second half.
Oh, you know, you could, if you got time to get here, it'd be worth mission to see the third and fourth quarter.
And this is going to be a dandy right here. Well, Joe, thank you for what you're doing for the people down in St. Croix, St. Thomas, and St. John.
Yep.
I got them all three, didn't I?
U.S. Virgin Islands.
I did. I did good. But thank you for all the Williamson Herald does for this county. Y'all are all over the place. You're nationally known, in my opinion, and I believe I'm accurate on that because you do a phenomenal job of covering a wonderful county, and I appreciate you joining us. We're going to take a 30-second break. You've been listening to the Matthews Team Sports. I had the privilege of having Joe Williams. Thanks so much. We'll be back.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer, online stores, in-house screen
printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
And we're back here getting ready for the second half action. You've been listening to the Matthew Team Sport segment. We had Joe Williams of the William Herald with us, who does a tremendous job. That newspaper does a wonderful job here in Williamson County. And Joe is just a wealth of knowledge of the William County sports scene. Had a chance for me to talk about NASCAR racing in Nashville. I threw a curveball at him. I started out asking about NASCAR racing in Nashville.
Wow.
He didn't know what to expect on that one.
Well, you know, AM950 on his NASCAR 950 and has been forever. We've always brought you the best in racing. They start back on the Daytona. It is the weekend of the 15th, 16th, and 17th. We'll have some coverage for you. Matter of fact, when we do the broadcast on the 16th, part of our programming will be interrupted, preempted by racing. He's saying that, but hey, man, it's NASCAR and it's Daytona.
Ooh,
here Cougars came out a little sloppy. Hainsworth on the steal, gets it to Glover, goes up in traffic, and Dusty Williams.
I know he was fouled somewhere.
Yeah, and Glover's knocked to the ground, and that's going to be three. So that's on Ben Brown instead of Williams, which is a break for the Cougars. 26-14 is our score. 7:44 third quarter action. We got folks listening worldwide tonight. Glover makes an excellent. He's 3-for-3 tonight from the free throw line.
Well, Tommy, I asked Joe what he liked about this game. He disliked. And he brought up the point. Centennial's done a phenomenal job of slowing down Reese Glover that first half. Glover makes both of those and has seven.
Well, I tell you what, we've got Robert Hassel listening tonight on AM 950. And AM 950, he's doing it old school. He's got on the tube, and he's got the Garth and the Storm on the radio. Ben Brown on the turnaround.
Well, I'm going to throw Rob Hassel a fastball and let him know he's got the best baseball. His son's the best prospect in the state of Tennessee right now, in my opinion, in high school baseball.
No doubt about it.
Vanderbilt Commodores, if they get him, and I don't know that they'll get him because he's good enough to go straight to the pros.
Shot for the baseline. Jumper. Thurman on the score for the Rebels. 30-16, and the Rebels coming out in fuego already in the second half, up 14. Cougars are in dire need of a comeback immediately. Don't want to wait till the fourth quarter. Carlton saw floater. God, rattles in. The Gateway Tire Player of the Week, Ray Carlton.
It's a player. No doubt about it. He's a player. He sometimes doesn't understand how fast he can be. Gets ahead of himself sometimes and has some turnovers.
He's fun to watch on the football field too. Great cornerback and running back. Glover on the give-and-go drive. Can't get it to go. Thurman bustles for the rebound. Pulls it up. Gets it back to Glover. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Brown.
Glover's cold. He's cold tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, it's cold in the gym. It is. The air conditioner's on. Oh, nice give-and-go. Williams goes up, draws a foul. Williams always
on number 10, Jordan Bruce. That's going to be his second, Stormy.
That'll be three on Bruce.
Kemp has three fouls. Jordan Bruce has two fouls now. That's the first time that ref has blown his whistle tonight.
Yep, I thought he swallowed it earlier.
That's the first time he's blown his whistle in this game.
Going free throw line is Williams, and Cougars are cold.
Shoots a brick.
Yep. Robert missed lunch today, too, big boy. I've had one of my artists in town, and we were discussing business, and I had to spend time kind of entertaining. Shot on the way. Seguin. Williams lifted out. Rebound. Fought for it. Williams gets it. Jump shot. Got it.
He knocks that one down.
Missed two free throws, but he's at the free throw line. Nails the jump shot.
That's Dusty's first bucket of the game.
That's why they're down 10 at the 5:47 mark. Here come the Rebels up 30-20. Kemp from three. Corner shot. Back rim. No good. Ellison on the rebound. Right place, right time. Patrick Garrett for three from the cheer section. Can't get it to go. Rebound Thurman. Thurman has played the best ball game he's played this year, Garth, especially on the rebounding and the backdoor cut. Kemp back in the ball game with three fouls at the 5:14 mark. He's been the spark plug tonight for the Rebels. The Hainsworth.
He walked.
He did. Yep.
That's hard to handle right there when you're as big as Hainsworth is, to catch it and try to spin as you're coming down. Well, he tried to spin midair.
Well, the pass was not exemplary, to be honest with you. It was kind of his wheelhouse. Here comes Isaiah Poor. He takes it in. And Hainsworth on the steal. Glover smartly pulls it out. He's got one on three. He kicks it back to Kemp at the 4:50 mark. Dusty Williams taking back in for the Cougars. Kemp guarded out front by Patrick Garrett. gets it out to Thurman down the left wing. He's picked up by Ben Brown, 6'5 on 6'7. Ainsworth's got it way out front. He's picked up by Ellison. Ellison's just a quicker. Yep. Way out front, picked up by Carlton. And Thurman drives, and he stumbles and trips over his shoelaces. That's the only way I can describe that, guard. He looks around, and that's one of those, oh, man, mama watched me do that.
Everybody on my 30 saw him do that.
Yep, I was going to say, hey, don't feel bad, son. Happens to all of us. Happens to all of us. Here come the Cougars. They're trailing by 10 at the right under, right at the four-minute mark. Isaiah Poole thought about the three, guarded by Thurman, bought wiser of it.
I'll tell you what, if Centennial can start making shots, this game's going to get interesting.
And Williams tries a three from the cheering section. Back rim, front rim, they've got the rim dented tonight. They've not been able to hit many threes tonight. Here come the Rebels up till 10 to 340 mark.
They might need to turn the heat on here a little bit to get these teams shooting a little bit better.
You thought it would be warmer in here with those huge crowds. Santa Ramoli, great crowd tonight here at the Cougar Den. Cougars pressuring the ball way away from the back.
Thurman here doing handling the ball up at the top key.
I don't know, but he almost dribbled it off his foot again. And the Rebels are, wow, foul call on Ellison. They accused him of throwing an elbow, and that's exactly what the call was. Thurman drew the foul.
And we have a TV timeout.
We're going to take 1 minute. Let's do 1 minute here on AM 950.
This is Jeff Smith, Senior Vice President for Franklin Synergy Bank. At Franklin Synergy, we're very thankful to be a part of this community. We have a strong desire to see our friends and neighbors succeed and prosper. If you are thinking about building a new home or expanding your business, or you just need a strong and stable financial institution to call your hometown bank, call or stop by one of our six locations across Williamson County and talk with us. We know this community like no other bank. Franklin Synergy Bank. People you know, people you trust.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
Matter. If they're not within a couple of buckets going into the fourth quarter, I'll be deeply surprised. They're playing Franklin defensively as well as any team has this season. Ashari Haynesworth's been a difference maker the first half. There's your 10 points right there. Ashari Haynesworth has 9. He had a really good first half. Franklin is totally out of sync offensively. So until they get back offensively doing what they're supposed to be doing, they got a shot. Daniel's got a shot.
Does Centeno have anybody in double figures?
Not even. Well, I take that back. Trey Carlton got 8.
That's why I asked the question. I'm looking at the scoreboard and they don't show much up there, do they? Okay, inbound pass. Here come the Rebels. 3:18 mark. 30-20 is our score. Jordan Bruce way out front. Kemp picked up by Patrick Garrett from the Cougars. Cougars in all black tonight with the Carolina blue numerals and trim. Rebels in white jerseys with maroon numerals and those maroon shorts. And they've gone back to the what we would call the retro look. Early 60s for the Rebels. Sorry, Haynesworth there on the right wing. His fan club is listening in East Tennessee. Garth, you did a good job on that one earlier. Kemp backs it out. Rebels content to run some clock right now. Garth, I think that's going to minimize any type of comeback. Haynesworth drives, soft floater, in and out. Unforgiving rim. The Rebel faithful grimace as that ball goes in, comes out. 2:22 mark. AWOL, good pass. Left wing, inside the ball, saves. Kicks back to Dusty Williams for 3. Fall away jumper. Whoa, Alex Wall.
Wow.
Alex Wall climbed the ladder. I mean, went way over Finley Long. That was actually kind of a pretty play. He went up so high.
Oh, he was up there.
That young man is good with a 4.4 GPA. Young man's going, as you said earlier, he's going to be a success in life, whatever he chooses to do. Fine, fine young man. 2 minutes to go. 30-20. We haven't scored, Garth, in forever.
Yeah. This is just not a well-played offensive game.
No, shot missed by the Rebels. They're out of sync, too. Cougars trying to make a valiant comeback. Isaiah Poore trying to get the balls loose, and nice play by Kemp. to George Roos, sorry, Hainsworth, and the Rebel faithful stand and applaud at 90 seconds to go for the end of the third quarter.
Shout out to one of my co-workers, Nathan Thompson, listening tonight and watching on my 30.
One way to do it. Ask him how much difference in the sink time. Kemp drives. Can't get it to go. Blocked from the back by Williams. Rebound AWOL. Quickly to Ellison.
There it is. There's
defense,
your bucket.
Defense creates offense for the Cougars. That's their M.O. They're down 8, 55 seconds.
Well, I said if they could get it within expected 2 buckets. Well, they're not 2 buckets, but anyway.
8 points right now. Kemp drives. Marty backs it out. Patrick Garrett pounding him. He's going to try to pick up a 5-second call. And they call Garrett on the – and that official, Garth, has called 90% of all the fouls.
You know, he certainly has.
The other one's only called one, and the other official ain't called any. Oh, he's both called one. Yeah, both called one. 36 seconds, 30-22. Hainsworth gets it right at the timeline. He's guarded by AWOL. Their former teammate in football, both tight ends for the Cougars, 28 seconds.
Another shout-out to a co-worker, Pete Hughes, listening tonight, listening on AM 950.
All right, Shawnee Hainsworth, well fun. We're at 16 seconds, guarded by Alex Wall. And whoa, there is a collision on the floor. Trey Talton hits the floor, hits the deck hard. He draws the foul at 14 seconds. Still inbounds with the Rebels taking out right in front of us here, right for the TV 30 crew. And a warning on Coach Pete Froden. And that official, there's always one official that wants to be the star.
Well, he is the lead official tonight. I mean, I had a chance to talk to him before the game. This is his crew tonight.
Okay.
It is his game to take charge of.
7 seconds, 5 seconds. Carlson steals it, goes up, and he makes the basket in one. Garth, you got what you wanted. 30-24. Carlson going the line so for a 3-point play. They'll be within 5. 1.2 seconds. Defense leads the offense for the Cougars. And the place has come alive. The cheering section is going nuts. He needs to convert this one. He needs to convert it. And
got
he does.
It.
Within 5, 1 second left, third quarter action. Hainsworth gets it to Thurman on the breakaway. He goes up.
Oh, and it's blocked. Goodness gracious.
Jesse Williams docks it to the concession stand. We're going to take 1 minute. We're coming back for fourth quarter action. 1 minute here on Fort on AM 950.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
Come up with a plan on how to just take away the pressure. You know, what's happening is Reese Glover is the catalyst of this team. And tonight, they have completely taken him out of the game. He's not even looking to score now. He's got seven points at the half. He didn't score any in the third quarter. And, you know, without Reese Glover having a good ball game, this completely turns the tide this second half. And right now, Centennial, if they stay the course, they've got Reed Kemp in foul trouble with 4 fouls, so you know he's going to have to set the majority of the fourth quarter. Continue to put pressure on Reese Glover. May Thurman and Hainsworth beat you? Hey, well, I just got shown wrong because Kemp's out on the floor to start fourth quarter with 4 fouls. Coach Jones is gambling because if he gets to pick up this fifth, he didn't have a backup point guard.
No, he does not. Well, it's gotten interesting, and the Rebels, as you said, a little out of sync, 30-25. Cougars have clawed back. They've got 5 points in that last minute on 2 steals and a free throw. Thurman down the right wing, guarded by Ellison. And you know, Pete Froden team, Garth, they always come out and they always play defense. Jesse Williams on the rebound. Reese Glover is off. Williams
gives
it up to Carlson, and he scores! 7 straight points. The Cougars are clawing back. 30-27. They're within 3 to 7:29 mark.
Reese Glover's hurt. His ribs are hurt.
Yep, and I played with you can't play with broken ribs. I've done that twice, and you can't breathe.
Well, his shot flat. He's not able to get full elevation on the shot. And there you go. Get Haynesworth the ball.
Glover again from the corner.
There it is.
And there's his shot. Boy, did that have an angle. High, soft, over, a dagger. Dusty Williams inside to AWOL. The ball's loose. Picked up by the Rebels.
There's Daniel's worst enemy, the turnover bug.
Yep, worse than the flu bug. Here we go. Ball's into Haynesworth. And Haynesworth draws a foul. Who's going to call it on?
Did you see what happened just a second ago on the last play? And it did it again right there. And this could have been a Coach Owen. Ball went into Haynesworth's hand, kicked it out to Reese Glover for three, went into Haynesworth's hands at the high post there. He drew the foul. So good call. Good call by Coach Owen. Put it in Haynesworth's hands.
All right, that's three fouls on Carlton. He seals it. Dusty Williams got numbers, 2-on-1. Gives up to Brown. Left-handed off the glass. 33-29. 6:30 to go. We got a barn burner here. It's a manicurist delight. Everybody chewing on their nails. 6:20 to go. 33-29. Defense always leads offense for the Cougars. They ramped up that defense. Turn up the heat. All of a sudden, Garth, it's warm in this building. Notice?
Well, they're giving the fans something to cheer about.
Haynesworth spins. Move to the left. Soft loader in his head. That foul's on Alex Wall.
His second.
Beautiful spin move. I mean, Ashari usually goes right, went back to his left. Use that left-hand soft loader.
Well, his daddy Albert's not going to agree with me, but Ashari Haynesworth, he has better moves than his dad had. I promise you that.
And he completes a three-point play.
Albert tells you he's a good basketball player, but Ashari is a good basketball player.
You're about to lose a customer.
No,
I'm just kidding. AWOL down the left wing. Dusty Williams drives. Gives it up to AWOL.
There you go.
And he scores.
There you go.
And he draws a foul instead of being on Haynesworth. AWOL blows by his former teammate. AWOL going to the line to complete the three-point play.
Oh, man, we could be gearing up for a last-second shot again.
Imagine that, these two teams. AWOL rims it out.
Williams.
Gets the rebound.
Fouls on Finley Long.
And all of a sudden, the Rebels they're just looking. They're out of sorts. They like a game in the 70s. Right now, it's 36-31.
Well, I tell you, the only one out there right now for the Franklin Rebels that has any kind of physical presence is Ashari Haynesworth.
AWOL goes up and draws a foul. Yeah, that's back-to-back foul.
They better hope that's on Haynesworth and not Reese him.
It is. And the Franklin faithful, the Boo-Bugs, have come out. They're having fun here tonight. 5:55 to go. 36-31. AWOL to line. Good. AWOL, such a great, versatile young man. Excellent football player, both sides of the ball. Excellent student.
Some college going to get a fine young man right there.
He's got leader written all over him.
Well, I don't know what his future entails, but you know what? A good military academy are looking for young men like him. I promise you that.
I'll tell you what. We sleep better tonight having that young man serving, I guarantee it. 5:40 to go, 36-32 is our score. Finley Long out front, guarded by Patrick Garrett. Gets in the corner to Thurman down the right wing. Looks up, gets it out to Haynesworth. Spin move, goes up left.
Good.
Nice.
Great.
Nice touch. Sorry, Haynesworth.
He's got game, I tell you right
now. He's got game tonight. Nice touch. Carlson thinks about three, drives the baseline.
Missed
the baseline cut. Saved by Wall. Back to Carlson. For three. 38-35. 5:10 to go.
That worked out to Carlton's advantage. Missing a layup, then getting a kick out for the three and knocked it down.
How do you miss a one-footer baseline cut? I tell you what, I don't know. But the Cougar faithful are shouting. Pete Croton is all the way out at midcourt. It's 5 minutes to go. We need to take one quick break. 1 minute, please. 1 minute break here on AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee. Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
And we're back here at Centennial. Close game, 38-35. Franklin rolls up. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Is it anybody's ball game, Stormy?
It sure is. We got a barn burner. We knew the Cougars. They always seem to make a frenetic third or fourth quarter comeback. And they have big crowd here tonight. TV, ball game, standing room only. Down three, 38-35. 4:50 to go. Finley Long drives it down to the right wing, and they call it a double dribble. And that's because there were Cougars plowing at him, pounding. It's a turnover. Cougars got a chance to tie it up at the 450 mark. And, Garth, this place is about 1-3 points away from erupting like a volcano.
Well, I said earlier the Centennial Cougars are giving these fans something to cheer about. They want that gold basketball.
They sure do. It's great. It's been a good one. Started a little slow, passing the wing to Dusty Williams, who hits a three-pointer to win the first ball game. The time expires. Tossing down the right wing. Left-handed dribble. Going to take it in. Kicks it back to Patrick Garrett. Williams for three.
Uh-oh.
Can't get it to go. Hainsworth clearing the glass. His presence. He announced his presence with authority. Here comes Glover on the drive. Shot from three.
There he is.
He's made his last two, Garth. One from the right wing, one from the left wing. That's a dagger, 41-35.
That's your Gateway Player of the Year last year, stepping up when he's needed right there. Two threes back-to-back.
6-point differential. Dusty Williams, turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go. Thurman cleans the glass. Rebels up. 3:40 to go. Slowly cross timeline is Kemp. Vastly improved this year. What a quick, intuitive athlete. Hainsworth, top of the circle. Out Kemp down the right wing. He's got four fouls. Glover been cold tonight, but he's his last 2 3-pointers. In the Thurman, he's got the look.
Uh-uh.
Didn't get it to go. Ellison clears the glass.
Good idea. Thurman just is not athletically sound enough to make that move.
Oh, what a move. Dusty Williams, dribble drive. Backdoor cut to Ben Brown. They got it within four.
Got Ben Brown with eight.
Off the bench, didn't start. He's got eight. Glover's picked up out front by Dusty Williams. Williams has got the length and the speed on him and guarding him hard. Ellison's pushed Hainsworth right away, 10 foot outside the three-point line. 5 seconds.
He's not going to hurt you out there.
Hainsworth lost kind of consciousness, and the 5 second call was made. Darren Jones did not like what he saw. He's going to call timeout. Garth, let's keep it here. 41-37 is our score. 2:53 to go. As tight a ball game as we anticipated.
Well, we're finally getting our money's worth now, Stormy, even though we get in with a media pass. But hey, you know, this, the first three quarters really wasn't the game I anticipated. I expect more up and down action, a lot better defensively effort out of both teams. We're getting it now in this fourth quarter.
Well, what happened, you know, and I know, I've never played any type of ball game with this type of ramification. But, Gar, sometimes you could come out too amped up. And both teams were. It took Centennial longer to get comfortable and kind of get into rhythm in their groove.
Well, I mean, hey, these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. When you get amped up, you're playing in this kind of environment.
I got amped up. I'm just sitting here. I'm an old man. So what does that tell you?
Well, you know, you're about to come in here with your cane, what you are.
No, man. Listen, you want to race, let me know, Bear.
Hey, you've had back surgery or whatever kind of surgery you had. Hip replacement.
I'll race.
Hobbling up down this floor.
I've been hobbling fast, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
41-37 with 2:53 to go. Standing room only at the Cougar Den. We're having a great time. Tommy Mitchell along with Garth Bolden from Gateway Tires. Garth, 771-7080 is that number. I've had 22 sets of tires I've bought you guys in the last 25 years. My truck tires are still in great shape. I need to bring that in, let you look at that coil, heating coil.
And yeah, you know, you might should do that. You're going to freeze in that truck one of these days.
Yeah, but and my Mercedes, you put those two new tires on my Mercedes. I can tell you something. Those new tires, make that car run like a smooth as silk. Well, we've got 2:53 to go. Batten down the hatches. Hang on, because this is going to be a wild ride this last 2:53.
Can you handle it?
Oh, man. You can. I was born for this. Here come the Cougars across the timeline. Carlson has Glover to his left. Glover is kind of playing possum out there with him. Ellison out top of the key. Hits it to Garrett for three.
Holy cow.
Jay Carlson got him within one.
That's a Gateway Player of the Week.
That's right.
Week right there, knocking that three down.
That's the closest they've been all night. 2:20 to go, 41-40. And the Rebels are having to play Centennial ball because Centennial's using that defense. And Kemp throws it away.
It over.
He throws it away. It's over and back. Over and back to turnover. And right now, the Cougars have a chance to do something I haven't said all night.
Hello, Cougars.
And that's to take the lead. Here we go. 2:15 to go. Out front, Dusty Williams, long, lengthy 6'3". Great athlete opening the left wing. They don't see him.
Patrick Garrett from downtown. Williams gets a rebound. Soft floater. Can't get it to go. Ben Brown crashes the board. Foul is called.
No, out of bounds.
Out of bounds. All right. Whistle blows at the 157 mark.
Boy, you can't say anything bad about that effort.
No, Patrick Garrett took a shot. Garth, little thing got a little bit out of his range.
Well, the shot that I thought should have been taken was Dusty Williams open over here in the corner.
Yeah.
That's the shot I thought should have happened.
That's when they missed. That's when I said he was open on. We're down to buck 40. Reese Glover from downtown.
Hello.
Great Caesars ghost. That's three
that
in a row.
From the other side of Franklin right there.
I mean, he shot that from Mac Hatcher. Glover's got a patch on his right leg, on his left leg, too. You know, Sam?
On the thigh, yeah. I saw him limping earlier and noticed it.
I wonder if it's a thigh bruise. And Thurman on the seal, and he knocks down Patrick Garrett. Going to draw the foul. That's only six fouls. That's going to be still not one and one. One shy of the going to the bonus. 125 mark. 85 seconds left, 4-point differential. Reese Glover absolutely hit his last three downtown shots for three. Cougars back it out. Clock has gotten their favor down to 115. 75 seconds.
Got to get to going.
Got to get moving. They just wasted 15 seconds. Williams heads it out the left wing right in front of us. Cross court Garrett. Baseline cut to Williams for three. No drive. Soft floater.
Oh, what a pass. Oh, and
Brown misses the layup. Elson misses the putback and the foul called 58 seconds. Carson had three looks.
And they were three good looks.
Foul is on Finley Long. Going to the line is Ellison, number 31. Andrew Ellison, just a junior. Good-looking kid, 6'3", 200 pounds.
But he's a football player.
He's got movie star look. Good-looking kid. Free throw line.
Got
he's cool as the other side of the pillow.
Got a good-looking free throw is what he's got.
44-41, 58 seconds. Robert Hassel, we said it'd be a good one tonight. We weren't kidding.
Hassel's going to be sitting in some cold weather when his son's playing some baseball here in the next few weeks.
And Elson makes them both within two. Cougars need a steal. Trailing 44-42, 58 seconds. Full court press. They get it into Kemp. He crossed the timeline. Kemp's got four fouls. He drives in. Good pass to Thurman. And Thurman hits the baseline. Almost dunked it. He was over the rim. Timeout. Darren Jones. 50 seconds left. Garth, let's keep it here. What a baseline cut. And a look by Kemp and a baseline basket by Thurman.
It's all set up by Kemp's penetration. They broke the press. What a terrible press by Centennial. Kemp breaks it, kicks it over to Thurman. You're right. Thurman could have brought down the rim on that one. He was up there. If he'd have brought the rim down that on Stormy, I might have knocked his table over right here because I'm just looking for that young man to come and be aggressive. If he'd assert his size, Lord have mercy, he'd be unstoppable. That's a big young man.
Well, why is it always the little guys like me that have all the aggression?
You like a little poodle running around out there is what you look like.
I'm like a terrier. Don't call him
that. That boy right there needs to be a German Shepherd. Pounce all over.
He's like a poodle. That's right.
Well, his hair looks like a poodle. He's got that big fro on top, you know, that curly hair like a poodle.
46-42. Garth should have given hairstyle advice here tonight with 50.
Well, you know, he ain't got a hair out of place over there for him.
Well, you know, what can you do? Deal perfection. It just turns out that way. 46-42. 50 seconds left. 4-point differential. It's a barn burner. The Rebels were seeking revenge. They lost at home on the last second shot 2.5 weeks ago to these same Centennial Cougars. The Cougars are down 4 with 50 seconds.
Shout out to all our listeners. Thank you for listening tonight. We hope you guys are having a fun time because we're having fun here tonight.
Woo! I'll tell you what, we're wound tighter than a cheap watch at Walmart. Here comes Carlson. Clock starts. It's under 49 seconds. He's down the right wing, guarded by Reese Glover. Drives over to the center, top of the key. Cross court pass to Patrick Garrett. Thought about the three. They got double teams. Gets to Trey Colton down to 36 seconds. They got to take a shot. A good one's on the way. Ooh. It's good. Trey Colton hits a nail in the coffin. 46-45. 30 seconds left. We're going to keep it here, Garth. The Cougars are clawing back.
What a game. What a game. I mean,
what pressure. I mean, he was 8 feet this side of the three-point line, top of the circle, pull the trigger, nothing but net.
I don't know what a ticket costs. These fans are getting their admissions. You know, this game is movie type stuff right here.
Action-packed,
baby.
Hollywood doesn't have enough intelligence to write a script this good.
The Rock, what Van Van Dam or whatever his name is. You know, none of those guys, Axar, got anything
Rock,
like
Rob
this.
Van Dam, but
they ain't got anything on this game right here, Stormy.
The Rock says, it doesn't matter what you think.
Well, I'm telling you right now, what matters to me is we sent a dadgum good ball game, and, you know, both student sections are on their feet. The Franklin fans are on their feet behind us. I don't understand why the Centennial fans aren't on their feet like this. The Franklin fans are behind us.
I can't answer that, but
they got lead in their pants over there. They're not wanting to get up.
I think Scar's Bowling, Gateway Tire, 7-7-1.
They're not getting up. Look, they're going to be standing up over there cheering their fans. Their team's working hard. Get up over there. Let these kids know that you love watching them play.
All right, Franklin's got to get the ball in bounds. They're up one with 30 seconds. Haynesworth, so 4 seconds, gets it to Thurman, back to Haynesworth, 27 seconds.
What in the world is he doing bringing the ball
up? He's bringing
it
across the court, and he gets it across. Whoa, they're going to call charging. Oh, they call blocking.
Wow.
I thought they were going to call charging because they lowered that shoulder. And that was on number 23, Dusty Williams. Pete Frode calls timeout. He didn't like the call. He's unhappy.
Well, Dusty Williams had a look like, well, Coach, he knocked me down. How did I block?
Yeah. Well, I thought, you know, it's hard to get positioned because Williams was moving laterally. Do you have to have your feet completely set to draw a charge, or can you still be moving?
Your feet have to be set. The only way that it can be an offense charge or offense foul is if there's a lowered shoulder or a push off with the extension of an arm. It was the right call. It was the right call because he was moving and Haynesworth did not extend the arm.
Right, right.
And so yeah, it was the right call. I fully agree with it. Shout out to Pete Hughes who takes it back. Take to me. He's on his feet tonight.
There
in the
go.
Ball game right here.
There you go.
He's hearing a good one.
Robert Hassel's pacing in his den right now.
WAKM Franklin.
Haynesworth going to the line, shooting a 1-1. And he missed it.
Oh, come on.
And yes, he's got the rebound. The Cougars are trailing one with 17 seconds. Carlson's got it across the timeline. The ball's tipped. Garrett's got it. Drives in. Ball's in the air. Reese Glover comes up with it, and the foul is called with 8 seconds. The Cougars never got off a good shot. Patrick Garrett was trying to get a shot off. Foul's called. Glover going to the line. Pressure pack. Timeout. Pete Roden.
No, he does not call a timeout. He erased it. Does not want it. He said,
no, I didn't think he wanted a timeout. He's right here beside of me.
He was questioning the call. Glover's going the line, shooting 1-1. Up 46, 45, 8 seconds left.
Dead. You know, I was sitting there thinking, what a scenario. Haynesworth, a transfer from Centennial, missed a free throw. If Centennial had hit that shot to put Centennial ahead, that's a missed free throw off of a transfer from Centennial.
Yep.
Boy, that'd be tough, wouldn't it?
Well, here's the scenario. 8 seconds left. 47-45 is the score. Rebels up by two. Reese Glover at the line, shooting the tail end of a 1-1. How many timeouts left? Each team has two. The next foul for the Cougars, Garth, if there is one in 8 seconds, is a two-shot foul for the Rebels.
You know, this TV production tonight has actually helped these teams with timeouts.
Yeah.
They've got additional timeouts tonight simply because of the TV break.
Well said. Well said. Well, here's our situation. If Glover makes this free throw, the Cougars still have a chance to tie it. Getting the ball inbounds, they got 8 seconds. Get it down the court. Either Dusty Williams, Patrick Garrett, Trey Carlton, all of them are three-point shooters except Ben Brown. All the three-point shooters, Garrison, even the Ellison kid. But if he misses...
Well, Ellison and Brown are going to crash the boards like nobody's business.
All right.
And get in there.
Stepping to the line is Reese Glover. He's his last three-pointers. Made the first in of a 1-1.
Oh,
he missed it. Centeno's got the ball. Carlson's got it. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Carlson's got it. Drives up. Dusty wins again. Oh, he missed it. Right at the buzzer. Right at the buzzer. Great season, Jones. It came down to... He hit it last time at Franklin. This time, it bounced off the rim. What a ball game. 47-45. I don't think the Heart could take another 5 minutes, Garth. You got the totals. Let me in on them.
Well, coming up short tonight for the Centennial Cougars, led tonight by Trey Carl, a Gateway Tire Player of the Week this week with 22 points. Patrick Garrett with 3 points. Alex Wall with 7 points. Ben Brown with 8 points. Dusty Williams with 2 points. Andrew Ellison with 4 points. 45 points for the Centennial Cougars. For the Franklin Rebels tonight, led by a big fourth quarter by Reese Lover, ended up with 17 points. Reed Kemp with 5 points. Matt Thurman with 11 points. Ashari Hainsworth with 14 points. 47-45, Franklin Rebels. Storming, this is what it's all about right here. And we ain't even to tournament time yet.
Oh, all I can say is the Battle of Franklin came down to a three-point shot made earlier and one missed tonight.
Well, the Franklin Rebels are getting ready to be awarded their gold ball by MyTV 30. Hard-fought game. Both teams deserve that night. You know, Happy New Year. You know, and I say it again, the fact of the matter is, when you say Franklin Centennial, Battle of Franklin, Ravenwood, Brentwood, Battle of the Woods.
Or Independence Summit, the Border War.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It just gets, you know, Williamson County Sports, Garth, we're in a area where they start playing football, baseball, basketball, golf, volleyball. Cougars are right now playing duels in wrestling. So is Independence. I mean, we got two teams in the state in wrestling right now. One of them from right here is Centennial.
Well, in my opinion, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to make people mad. I always do. Put my foot in my mouth. But
Here we go.
If Franklin does not make it to the sub-state and possibly to the state, it could be a disappointing in my season.
Oh, it will be disappointing.
Because they've got the potential to do it. They face, in the district, they face the Goliath. And Centennial is the thorn in their side. They defend them better than anybody else. And they play a full court game with them, and they're the only team that does it. I'm sorry, Brentwood. Cougars match up better against Franklin than Brentwood does, in my opinion.
I'm going to also need to do some checking. I'm not sure who Brentwood playing tonight, but otherwise,
I don't know either.
Jack Thurman was not at the game other night, and I'm not sure he practiced the last couple of days.
Well, you know, I received a text that he didn't play the other night, and there was not a comment, I understand, back from Brentwood of why he didn't play. If Jack Thurman is not playing, that's a problem for Brentwood.
He's the best player by far.
That's debatable.
He's the most talented by far.
That's debatable. I would say talented. That's debatable. I'm going to debate you on that, but that's why we have difference of opinion.
That's right.
I'm not going to say that he's not a good ball player, because he is a good ball player. Is he a complete ball player? That's yet to be seen, and we may not see it. Don't know what's going on over there, but you know what? These two teams right here in the district, I believe, are the two best teams from what I've seen. They put their hearts out there on the line. They play together as team, and they mix it up.
No doubt. Well, hope y'all got a hard day's night queued up, because we're going to need that here. We're going to need that in about a minute for a hard day's night. But here's what we're going to do. As a reminder, next Tuesday night, Garth and I will be, and there's the Franklin bunching that gold ball from MyTV 30, and that's quite an award. That'll look nice in the trophy case. And I don't know if this is the first TV game of the year. It's the first one we've been
I believe it is. Not sure, but I think it is.
But there'll be a couple more. But as a reminder, next Tuesday night, we will be at Ravenwood as the number one Lady Page Patriots come over to take a Mariska Harris and her Lady Raptors in girls' action. Then the boys' game, Page and Ravenwood are both fighting and clawing for that most important fifth position. You want to get in that fifth position if you can, the higher seed. And each win matters right now.
It certainly matters. It sure does.
Because playoff time is right around the corner. And as a final reminder, next Friday night, Garth, you get a much-needed night off.
Hallelujah.
Terry Merrill and I will make the drive to Dixon County. And we're going to have these same Franklin Rebels taking on the Cougars in girls' action and boys' action. Tip off at 6 for the girls, 7:30 for the boys. The reason we're going and not doing a home game is because that's where the district tournament's going to be. We want to see what the setup is. We'll get the feel of the gym, and I think it'll help us bring you a better, more inclusive broadcast when the district tournament starts and our first game.
I know our fans are going to miss
it. Debatable. No. I'm gonna miss you because
you get carried.
That's right. No, Garth, Forrest Gump's coming. That Garth Bolden, he's like a box of chocolate. You know what he's gonna say next.
That's exactly right. I tell it like
like it is. Terry, he'll try to be more diplomatic and stuff, you know.
More diplomatic.
I'm gonna tell you like it is. And you know, Glover carrying that gold ball out of here, limping hard,
getting out. But hey, it's that final free throw to give the Cougars a chance.
Well, you know what? They're first place in a district for a reason.
Well, if you survive this one tonight, you might want to check your blood pressure when you get home. You might want to, because if your blood pressure's high, you might want to up your medicine or take a long walk.
Hey, one last question. I mean, I know you're about ready to get off the air here. Once again, put your money on the table. Who you got? Money? Tell the listeners
okay.
Who you got money.
Okay, let's make predicts here. Let's do some predictions. Let's do that. Why not? I am pulling for the Rams. I want everybody to know I am pulling for the Rams. Okay, but.
Why are you pulling for the Rams?
Because I'm sick and tired of Brady and Belichick.
Okay. All right, I'll grant you that.
I'm sick and tired of them. They've been the last 9 of the last 11 Super Bowls. I mean, I'm sick of them. Well, here's the scenario. I want L.A. to win because I want a new kid on the block. But if I have to predict a score, I'm going to give you the score. It's going to be 31 Patriots, 24 Rams.
You think it's going to be that low scoring?
Garth, I don't know. I don't know. What's your pick?
Well,
go ahead.
I'm going to pick the Patriots 38 to, let's say, 38-30.
All right. That's Garth's pick. Well, y'all tune in next week, and we'll find out who was right, who was not close.
But a week from Friday, a week from tonight, I'm off. I don't have to make that trip to the other side of the earth.
Well, we're going to get a full time. Gas and we're gonna.
I hope you drive because y'all won't ever get there if Terry drives.
Well, no, I'm definitely driving. And we appreciate Michelle Paul tonight. She's taking more pictures tonight. And
we have our very own photographer.
We have our own very beautiful photographer. And you know what she does? She says, I put a new battery in each time because I have to hit the edit button so many times, Stormy, to fix your face that it wears a battery out. Well, you didn't need to tell me that.
Well, you're the one with the fat head or not me.
She didn't need to tell me that. Well, for Garth Bolden, Mr. Stormy Mitchell, we've had a fun time here tonight. The Cougars lose 2 ball games. It's all Franklin all night. And if you're a Cougar fan, no doubt about it, it has been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.
Great weekend.